We are learning Masechta Zuma, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, the top line of Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rava. We have a machlekes say Rav and Rav Yechonon of Balei Chayim Medachim, which means if you have a Sar LaShem and Sar LaZazel, and let's say, for example, it goes either way, but let's say, for example, the Sar LaZazel dies. So you're left with a Sar LaShem, and then you have to bring two more, make a Geirul, and now you have two Sar LaShems. So according to Rav, you use the first one. According to Rav Yechon, you use the second one. Why? Because the first one wasn't Rayu to be brought as a carbon when it lost its partner. So a certain period of time was disqualified. Therefore, say Balei Chayim Medachim. So it's like this, Rav Yechon and Rav. Omer Rav. Deiko Mastisim, our Mishnah is Mashma Kavosei de Rav. Like Rav. Well, Braisa, and we'll bring a Braisa, that's Kavosei de Rav Yechon, it's Mashma like Rav Yechon. Mastisim, our Mishnah Kavosei de Rav, because it says in our Mishnah, the Ktani, Im Shalshem Meis, Zesh olav gar Lashem is kaim tachtav. Our Mishnah one example where, let's say the Lashem died, you only left with the Azazel. So you bring two more, and the one that wins Lashem is b'mokim, the old Lashem, and don't say anything about the Azazel. But either chedekar yikar, it's mashma, the Azazel stays where it is. It's just say both animals are instead of those. It's mashma, only Lashem goes instead of that one, and that's a raya to Rav, that you, the first animal that was alive stays at its post and it still has its halachas. So that the Mishnah's mashma like Rav. Braisa kavasei de Rav Yechon. The following Braisa is a right to Rav Yechon. The Ktani, it says in the Braisa, Sheni, Eini Edeim Sheni Shuvizug Rishon, because it says, in the Lashon is, that the first one is Lazazel, and the second one goes Lashem. Now, which second one? Let's say the Azazel is the one that died, and you replaced the Azazel. When it says the other one goes Lashem, which one? And the other one goes Lashem, the other one goes Yireh. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. It's Vasheni Yireh. Plus, the lashon of the Mishnah is Vasheni Yira at Yistav. Which Sheni is Yira at Yistav? Sheni Edeim, Sheni Shibzug Rishon, Sheni Shibzug Sheni. We don't know which one. Go Zira. This is an example where the Lashem died and you have two Azazels now. So which one goes to pasture and which one is the Azazel? Kishoimer Yomad Chai. It says about the Azazel, Vasara Sha'Allah Allah Vagarla Azazel Yomad Chai Vnei Hashem. It's the Yom HaDechai is the one that has a partner alive, not the one that has a partner dead. Now, what do you see in the pasuk? My mashma, what does it say anything about Lo Yishchaver Emeitz? What?
What is
Yom HaDechai? It's the pasuk of Azazel. Talking about a case where the Lashem died.
Okay.
Now you're left with Azazel. Now you brought out two. You made a Gairo. Now there's not an Azazel. So which one do you use? So Rabbi Yechon is saying, you use the second one, not the first one. Because it says about Azazel, Yom HaDechai Lo Yishchaver Emeitz. Yom HaDechai, not the one that the partner died. Now the Gemara says, where do you see that in the pasuk? My mashma. The Gemara says the drasha goes like this. Yom HaDechai v'lo yishkavar amad. So Rashi learns the drasha like this. It's Yom HaDechai and not something that became disqualified and now became qualified again. It becomes like a second amida. Rashi says Yom HaDechai, it's like from the first narrow lines. Yom HaDechai v'lo yishkavar amad v'nitche al yidei misis chaveiro. It became disqualified in misis chaveiro. V'achshu ba lachshav alamoid. Now it's going again to his job to stand and wait. Yamadchai, Mida Achas Loshtei Amidas. Rashi learns one Amida, not two Amidas. The Rishash and the Ritva have other Pshatim in the, because Lashon Gemara, not Masha Shemotzik Rashi, Yamadchai Loshkvar Omad doesn't sound like one Amida, not two Amidas. So Rashi makes his own Rasha. So Ritva learns that Yamadchai sounds like the future. Yamadchai, it's going to stand Chai. This Behem already stood Chai. That's the Ritva's Pshat, the Rishash is a little bit different. That's Masha Yamadchai after the Matan Dam Shapar, and this is already standing before. After Matan Dam Shasar, Yom HaDechai, this is already Yom HaDechai before. Akaponim, different Pshatim, but either way, Rabbi Yechon has a Braisa like him. Now, this Braisa is right like Rabbi Yechon. It's a big problem. It's a problem. Why? Because Rabbi Yechon said the reason why you don't use the first pier, the one from the first pier, is because Balei Chayim Medachim. He was making exeris a cost of Yom HaDechai. That's Kash number one. Kash number two is this pasuk is only by Azazel. We don't have a drasha for Hashem. So Taisus really, the Maskei Yom HaDechai asks this question, and the second half of Taisus says, "V'tzarach loymai the Tanya kavasei de Rabbi Yechonan v'loymit tamei." It's not the same reasoning of Rabbi Yechonan. The Tanya of Rabbi Yechonan behem from the pasuk of behem that teaches us that Balei Chayim Nedochim. Mashenkin here, it's exeris akasav. So it's not mamish really a riot of Rabbi Yechonan. That's what it only says deika. The deika, it's medayik like Rabbi Yechonan, furish, and therefore it's not a klar raya. But upon him, the Mishnah is meduik like Rav, and the Brayos is meduik like Rabbi Yechonan. Now I want to go weiter and explain our Mishnah, Lefi Rabbi Yechonan, Lefi Rav. So let's remember what it says in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says that if one of them dies, so we'll just make it simple that the case was the Lashem died. The Lashem died. So you have two Azazels. So one of them goes Azazel and Yireh. And that, Rabbi Yehuda says, Thomas dies. Or either way, either case is fine. Or let's pick up both cases. That's one case. Or the other case was where the first case I said was Lashem died. The second case is, I'm telling you, the other case is like this, Azazel died. So you brought another peer, and now you have two Lashems. So what do you do to the other Lashem? Thomas. Which one? It's called Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. That's in the first case of the Mishnah, it's machlokes is if it's Yireh or Yomus, the extra one, what happens to it? Does it die or goes to pasture? Then the Mishnah says, you can look at the Mishnah of Samach Beis of Aleph. Then the Mishnah says, V'oid Omer Rav Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, if a dam spills out, Yomus Samach Lech. Meis Samach Lech, Yishafech Adam. The dam is spilled out. So it seems like Rav Yehuda said over the same halacha again. And he wants to say Yomus, he said already Yomus. He's repeated over the same thing. What's he teaching us in the V'oid? So that will be a discussion about Gemara and more. So let's see. And also, there's another diak here that says, "Nishpach Adam Yom Samach Lech." It's mashma, it's partner. So it sounds a little bit like Rabbi Yochanan that says, "Yom Samach Lech." Wait, the new one, the second one should die. So it sounds a little bit like Rabbi Yochanan. So let's see the Gemara. What the Gemara says about this. Zok to Gemara. Tana. We're learning Tana Mishnah. Oydom Rabbi Yehuda Nishpach Adam. If after you shechted the Sa'ir Lashem, the dam spilled out before you had a chance to do any zrikas. Yom Samach Lech, the one that's waiting to be sent to Azazel dies. Mei Samach Lech, if the one that's waiting for Azazel dies, Yishafech Adam, the dam gets spilled out. So Bishlama L'Rav Yechanan, Dom Ha'chaim Adachim. So the question over here is like this. Rav agrees that Shchutim on Adachim. So Mei Samach Lech, Yishafech Adam is not Shreel for anyone. It's Pashat there, you got to spill the dam out. Why? Because if the dam gets disqualified for a certain period of time, it can't re-energize itself. It's done. But the question is the other case where it says Nishpach Adam Yom Mishalech L'Chayra L'Fi Rab is no Baal Chayim Adachim. Bishlam Rab Yechanan Don Baal Chayim Adachim Mishum Hachu Yom Mishalech. That's where you understand if the dam of Sar Lashem gets spilled out, Mishalech dies. And you don't say, oh, we'll wait to get a partner and then it could be fine. No, it's the Adachim, it's gone. So very good for Rab Yechanan. Rab Don Baal Chayim Ein Adachim Ma Yom Mishalech. Why is Mishalech die? L'Chayra. That's the first one. Let that be the Samach Lech. The second one should die. There's no Baal Chaim Adachin according to Rav. So what's Pashup Shad Rabbi Yehuda? Amalach Rav. So Rav says, Libra Rabbi Yehuda like Amina. I wasn't talking to Rabbi Yehuda. Ki Amina Libra Rabbanon. I agree that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Taka Baal Chaim Adachin. He agrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds Baal Chaim Adachin. Because it's clear. Nishmach Adam Yom Samach Lech. He agrees Baal Chaim Adachin. But I'm going for Rabbanon. I'm going for Rabbanon. Very, very good. So now the Gemara says that it's even better. Bishlam l'Rav, we understand. B'ha pligi Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanon. We understand what the va'oid is. There's a new machloikas Yehuda v'Rabbanon. Two machloikas. Machloikas number one is that the extra one. What happens? Yireh or Yomus? Rav Yehuda is Yomus. Va'oidam Rav Yehuda. Not only that, if nishpach adam Yomus l'mashleach. Not like you, Rabbanon. I hold that it's Baal Chaim Yedachim.
What? Why in the first one the yireh of the? What's the first one? Yehuda, Thomas, which one?
The according to Rabbanon, it's the according to Rabbanon, it's the second one. According to Yehuda, it's the first one. We'll see. It's a good question. The Gemara will answer Samachay. I'll be the first one. I'll come out. But he didn't speak it out yet. But the first one is Yehuda Yomus. We didn't get involved. Which one? The second one, Rabbi Yehuda says that in a case where Nishpach Adam Yomus of Shlech because Baal Chaim Medachim, he's arguing two things. We have what the void is. By the way, I also hold Baal Chaim Medachim. So Bishlam Rab Ha Pligi Rabbi Rabbanon. Rabbi Yechanan, my pligi, what are we adding on from void? So Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rav, Ha Amino, we said already, Deka Mashiach goes to Rav. We said, Taka, the Mishnah is Mashma like Rav. And the Tais already asked, that's more than Mashma now. Stickle Tufta is on Rav. What's the void? But the Rishonim say it's not so gefarlich. Kuri is not adding something on. That's extra is not a Tufta, the Rav Yechanan. But like upon a few Rav, we have a Chleikis over here. The void is teaching us two things. The voice is an extra thing that not only is it in Tombos, but also Baal Chaim and Dachim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is adding on. So I'll talk about Rabbi Tanan. Let's see one more Gemara about this thing. There's more, but we'll finish that the rest of it next year. But let's see one more Gemara about Rabbi Yehuda explaining our Mishnah really. Tanan. She'ein Chata Siva Mesa. It says in the first case of the Mishnah, before the Va'oi, the case was, let's say, the Azazel died. So you brought a new peer. So now you're left with two Lashems. So the Ekser Hashem, let's say it's Virab, the Ekser Hashem is the second one. That's Thomas. That's Yira, Fidei Rabbanan. Yira, why? Because Ein Chatas Sibra Mesa. A Chatas Sibra doesn't die. What's the din of dying? The din of dying is that a Chatas Shekipru Baleha. The Bailon got a Kapar with different Chatas. The Chatas, the other Chatas, the extra Chatas is Thomas by Yachid. Ain't, but it's Sibra, it's Yira. And Rabbi Yudas says, no, even that's Thomas. That's the Allah in our Mishnah. So Tanah. She'ein Chatas Sibra Mesa. It's Mashma. Hadu Yachid Ki Ay Gavna. In this case, Mesa. That means the same exact case will be Mesa by Yachid. And this case is before the Kapara, you had the extra one. Before the Kapara, you're landing up with two Chatayas, so it should be Mesa. So, Bishlam Rabbi Yechnon, Kidirab Abba, Omarav, 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 I call Moidim Shim Neschabash and Avuda, Avuda Mesa. That means like this. Usually, that's Poshit, that if you already bring a Chatas, and let's say you have a Chatas, it got lost, you brought a new Chatas, you brought the carbon, you did the whole process, 3 days later, after you brought the carbon, you find the old one. That's a partial case of Thomas. But what happens if you find it before? What if I find it before? So it's the Machlokes, Rebbe, and the Rabbanon, if one of them are Thomas or not. But the Gemara says, everyone agrees that if you use, and for the Kapara, the one that was never lost, the Avuda is Mesa. Because the Avuda was something that was lost, and now you have something else, so therefore it has two milas. It was Avad and the Schap Bala, therefore it's Thomas. But let's say the opposite case. Let's say you're in a Schap, you have two of them in front of you, you found both of them for the Kapara, and you used the original one. The Avuda, use that one. The Ein Avuda is not Mesa. Why not? Because when you mafrish it already, you were mafresh it li'ibud already. So that's not called a chatas sheschab rabala. I never really had it in a chatas. It was already when you separated it, you knew that this is a good chance. This is not going to be a good, not going to be used. Not going to be used. It's only assurance policy. It's basically like assurance policy. Therefore, that's not, that won't have a halacha of a kapara. That's what Rashi, in this long Rashi on Samad Amabay speaks out, that in the schabash in Abuda. So that case, there is not a machlokes. The only machlokes is in a case the other way. Because Rebbe says that, Rebbe holds that since it was matfish of tzarech tashlumi ibud ki ibudami, Rabbanon tzarech lav ki ibudami. Because Rebbe holds that it needs, again, let's make it clear, it needs two milas. It has to be avud, and it has to be lost, and it has to be mechap or something else. So Rebbe holds that if you separate, when you mafresh another one, it's the same level as the other. They're both like sort of lost. They're both the same thing. Like mafresh ibud is like an ibud. Rabbanu, no, it's just like an insurance policy. It's just not mafresh like it's something that's lost. But if you do if you use the avuda, then of course it's mesa. Good, that's clear. So if you have Yechanan, it sounds like this. Over here, what's the one you're being, what's, which one you're being sorry Hashem? The second one. So the first one was nidachim, and I didn't bring it, so I understand it's Mesa. If it would be not a tzibur. Ella Rav, havale kemafresh deicha tovis lacharayis. But since you have a choice of Rav, to use either one is good, so then it's even better. It's like neither of them are avuda, because he holds balachayim in nidachim. It's like you mafresh two lacharayis. Rav Oishia, hifresh deicha tovis lacharayis, v'schape b'achas mehem v'asheni tira. The loch is that we take two chatois, and right away, you mafresh two of them for one extra, to have one extra for insurance policy. And then you decide which one to bring. Everyone agrees there, it's not Thomas. So here, what? So here also, if you Rav, before the Kapara, you have two of them. And it never became disqualified in them. It was never Avuda. It was never Avuda. So they're both regular behemoths. Then what's the problem?
What?
No, it's Mashma only because Ein Chatas Sibra Mesa, the Mishnah Mashma. Rabbi Yehuda says, the way it's set up, I have a choice, either one, so then they're both tzakel achrayis. So Mar's answer like this, Kivin the Omer Rava, Rav Savlak Rav Yehuda, Mitzvah Rishon, this is Allah's Mitzvah Rishon, Mikara Kamafresh the Ibud Ami. It's like we mafresh the Ibud. Like Rashi explains, we're going to Rebbe. We said Rebbe holds that even though you found it, both of them, before the Kapara, but the second one, he holds it is Mesa. Why? Because your mafreshit li'ibud is like ibudami. Since you only your mafreshit because the other one was lost, it's like the ibudami. Here also, since the mitzvah is barishon, when you bring a new pair, the second one is already disqualified when you bring it. But etzem it's li'ibud. Since you marfashe le'ibud, so then the halacha will be a mesa. If it will be a yachid, it wouldn't be tziva, it will be mesa. Because it has kepra bala and a little element of ibud. If you would bring the first one, that's pashat, then if you bring the second one and the first one is one that's being yira, so that pashat yichap, why it's mesa, because that was the one that was disqualified plus kippur balah. But we had a kasha here, there was no disqualification. We're saying, yeah, the sheni has a certain element of disqualification, since the first one is mitzvah v'rishon, therefore the sheni is considered ibud, and if it would be not a tzibur, it would be mesa.